Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.248-539-9797. Feedback coming to the Carson Anderson inbox. Look, it's thought in talking about the Lions, we'd gotten to the point where we were looking to the next game, but the phone call started coming in about the last one still. Campbell changed the NFL and teams going for it on fourth down. That's from an unnamed texter.
Completely did.
Tired of Dan Campbell saying we have to clean things up, and we will. He says that every week, but they keep making the same mistakes. Dan Campbell's full of hot air.
So do you want to change the coach?
Yeah, I mean, look, I guess that's the question. You're tired of it, so what's the solution? Because Dan Campbell is still, where do you think he ranks in terms of NFL coaches?
Top five.
Okay. If you have a problem with a top five coach, I don't think you're going to find any coach that satisfies you, that eventually you won't find something that bothers you. Because of course he's going to say or do something that you don't agree with. Every coach is. Every single coach. They don't get everything right. And by the way, when he says, we have some things to clean up and we will, how many times have they lost back-to-back games? Are they cleaning it up? Then something else comes up and they clean that up. But if they're not cleaning it up, they'd be on losing streaks. They were literally, for three calendar years, the winningest team in the NFL. You and Gator keep defending Holmes, Campbell, and Goff. You both sound really silly, by the way.
For defending guys that are the architects of a really good football team?
I mean,
I don't think Jared Goff's the best quarterback in the league. I don't think he is by a long shot. I think Brad Holmes has holes in his game, and I think Dan Campbell has some holes in his game as well. But a team that went 12-5, won the division, won two playoff games, and then went and also went to the NFC Championship game, then followed up with a 15-2 season where I don't know how many guys, what 15 guys were hurt on that team, and then lose in the second round of the playoffs. And now here they are, and oh, by the way, won the division again. And now here it is, the third year in succession, they're still poised to make a playoff run. What's the problem?
I defend them when criticism goes too far. In my opinion. That's it. They're everybody deserves criticism. Clearly, you feel the right to criticize our show. I feel the right to criticize a caller. And we will criticize Holmes, Campbell, and Goff. We stop short of what some people are comfortable of saying. Things like Dan Campbell's full of hot air that we just got. Dan Campbell is so upfront and so well-respected in that locker room. When Dan Campbell says something, they respond. So I will defend Dan against that criticism. I'll defend against the people that say you can't win with Dan Campbell. You cannot win with Dan Campbell. And I will ask them the question, so you fire him. If you really believe that, you fire Dan Campbell, right? I will defend people that say Goff, you can't win with Goff because he's immobile. I will defend Jared Goff on that. Because the only way you can be successful is be elite in terms of accuracy and where to go with the football. And he is. He wasn't Sunday.
No.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
No,
and that's deserving of criticism, and he himself said he had to be better. So the guy who said Goff needs to be accountable. Goff stood up on the show and said exactly that.
Which is kind of what he echoed after the game as well.
So these are the criticisms that I defend them against. If you want to say Goff played poorly, I agree. You think Campbell made some bad calls? I agree. You think Holmes has missed some picks? I agree. Can't win with Goff. Can't win with Campbell. Holmes isn't a good GM. Should have made a trade at the trade deadline. Maybe should have, maybe shouldn't have, but at the end of the day, there are criticisms that we will defend him against, yes.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday or this past weekend was the perfect time for these, you know, the people that don't like the Lions or skeptical of the Lions to say, you can't go for a fourth down that many times because they literally went 0-4. You can't win Goff. No. He had like his worst game of his, you know, career as a Lion, basically. So this is, they're just piling on a recency bias. And for those people, honestly, the only thing that's going to stop them is win the Super Bowl because they'll always be able to say, well, what have you won?
Yep.
And you can't come back from that because the only one team wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What has Josh Allen done? What have the Bills done? Nothing, I guess. They suck, right? Because they haven't won the Super Bowl.
Can't win with Josh Allen. Justin in Wisconsin, you're on 97.1. Hi, Justin.
Hey, guys. First of all, I know we got through the Lions ranting and all these. I'm very appreciative of the Lions. Huge fan of Campbell. Huge fan of the organization. I couldn't deal with the trade deadline. And I feel like there's a meeting that happens between Steve Yzerman and Brad Holmes where they both agree to do nothing at the trade deadline. Like, just one tiny all-in move for both those teams. And, I mean, the Red Wings are in a way different position than the Lions, obviously. But
is there such thing as a tiny all-in move? Come on. It's an all-in move is a massive move. It's not. There's nothing tiny about an all-in move.
Show me you care. Like, I think, like, obviously we want to see everyone all in on a championship, and obviously the Red Wings just want to make the playoffs, but just something. And I just feel like they have the same theory, draft, develop, and it works, but you also have holes. Like, it's very clear, and so, I don't know, it's funny that both of them have a similar strategy, it seems like.
Well, I guess when you come away from a trade deadline in the NFL and you don't make a trade, then you can have that attitude, but the reality is you don't know what they were trying to get. If the Lions were pressing other teams to try to get an offensive lineman and that team was like, absolutely not, we're not giving that up. Or yeah, we'll trade it, but it's going to cost your first round pick. And if you would still make that move, then I guess that's where you want to see the all-in thing, and you'd love to hear at some point the F them picks attitude to get that difference maker player. I don't know if that difference maker player was available. I wish we did know. It make it a lot easier to be critical of something or not critical of something.
That's
if
the
you
issue.
Knew.
Yeah, you know, there's you don't hear about trades that weren't made.
I mean, sometimes you do years
very
after
rarely,
the fact.
Yes, very rarely do you hear about trades that
like, hey,
made.
You know, Red Wings didn't trade Steve Yzerman for Alexei Yashin. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, but you hear about those way. I don't know how many years later you hear about that stuff. The Pistons were trying to get Kobe Bryant. You know, I mean, you hear about that many years after the fact. I don't know if you'll hear about trade rumors at the NFL trade deadline about a rental player, about a rental offensive lineman, which is what they needed at the trade deadline. but they didn't acquire.
248-539-9797. Feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Why isn't anyone talking about how bad Jalen Hurts was? He only got 16 points. They just won the game. They are in Philly.
Oh, they're definitely talking about that in Philly.
And I don't want to overplay. Like, one of the things is I love what the defense did, and I really love that they neutralized the tush push. But that's an offense right now that's spinning its wheels there a little bit in Philly, and so I don't feel like we can get too carried away praising the defense, because Philly's offense isn't exactly clicking either right now.
No, when Saquon Barkley is averaging 3.8 yards per carry, yep, and he's literally half the output that he had last year, that's a big issue.
That's a reality why it was a bigger test to see if the offense with Dan Campbell calling plays could really continue what they did against Washington, against Philly, and then they couldn't. And they're going to have to be better for some bigger games coming up.
But it's interesting how they're critical of Jalen Hurts when Jalen Hurts has turned the ball over twice this year. One fumble and one interception. He's got 16 touchdowns in the air, and he has scored 6 on the ground. And they're unhappy because why? A.J. Brown speaks up?
Yeah, right. And he did get the ball, and they did cheer. Update from Lions practice on injuries. We'll get to that today at 1:46. Plus more of your phone calls and feedback. Carson Anderson, 97.1. Hey, sports fans.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.